Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited. My good friends, Paul and Holly Marwood, are here with us, and we're going to be talking about some activations. We're going to be talking about some special multidimensional activations that Holly has been channeling that will assist us in our ascension. And so I'm excited because I've actually received one of these activations, and we'll tell you about that in a little bit. But I'm excited because these activations, the one that I took anyway, or had, it really seems to have made a difference. So, and so part of what we're going to talk about is that these activations help you in many different ways. So they're, you know, your ability to manifest what you desire is accelerated. We all want that, right? Shifting your vibration to be in greater alignment with what you desire. You get clear on your soul purpose. Your daily connection telepathically and intuitively is increased. So your inner guidance from your higher self becomes more prominent in your life if you choose that. You can embody greater self-love and love for others. You can be more forgiving of yourself and others. You can embody higher consciousness, the seeing, sensing, knowing, experiencing, greater level of the perfection in everything, and so much more. So we're going to be talking about three different activations, how they can support you. And Holly and Paul are going to be giving some real-world practical examples of how these activations help you in a number of ways. And so for those of you who may not know Paul and Holly, I'll just tell you a little bit about them. They've been on our show many times. I just absolutely love having them on. I learned the universal sphere modality with them. And so they've been on teaching and talking about that, as well as other stuff. It's like, what else do we talk about? But, you know, we always talk about something amazing and we always have so much fun. They come from really diverse backgrounds and opposite ends of the world. So Paul and Holly met on their journey to fulfill their soul's calling. And with love at first sight, they soon married and revealed their destiny to usher in teachings and guidance from the divine realm. A unique husband and wife team, Holly and Paul offer a unique approach that comes from the balance of the female and male energies and their backgrounds as educator and engineer. And Holly is an advanced Akashic Records teacher and reader, a guide, and a conscious channel for many sources, including the High Council of Orion and Ishtara. And she has a passion for transformation, healing, and assisting others to live fuller, healthier, and happier lives. And Holly is an international speaker and trainer in spirituality, energy medicine, healing, and transformational soul and life guidance. And Paul, from his early years growing up in Zimbabwe in Australia to his current life in the States, has embodied the clarity of vision for his life and followed his heart to pursue his passion. At the height of Paul's career, he had a near-fatal car accident that brought about rapid changes in his perspective on life, moving him from an engineering focus to a spiritual focus. And Paul is now an international speaker, teacher, practicing healer, and certified Akashic Record reader. And so Paul and Holly are founders of three multidimensional activations and the universal sphere, taught from the higher realms to accelerate your consciousness, your ascension, and make your life easier. And we all want that. We're all looking for ways to make our lives easier, for us to connect in a more deeper way with source and spirit, with our team, support team, and to really manifest what we desire here on earth. So Paul and Holly, welcome to the show again.
Great.
Thank you so much for having us, Laura. It's always a pleasure to connect with you.
It's lovely to be here.
Thank you. And I'm so excited because, you know, you guys just came back from not a tour of Japan, but teaching and working and doing classes and sessions with a whole bunch of people in Japan, which is so exciting. And I know you're going back again. And then now you're like bringing in these activations. And it seems like you're constantly receiving new information from your team, from the higher realms, of what to bring forth to assist us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the interesting pieces of working with, you know, these non-physical guides team. You know, it's hard to actually give them, for me, an accurate description of what they are, because they really are living beings to us, and yet they're non-physical, and they, in their collective, whether it's the angels or the High Council of Orion or Ishtara or Melchizedek, any of the teams, so to speak, they're just all filled with so much care, so much love, and so much understanding and compassion, and earnest support of us in really discovering that all we're seeking, we've got the seeds to all of it within us, and we just need to shift our focus from to within and trust that we have it there. It's not elusive, that all the things that we desire really are possible, mm-hmm. and then really trust ourselves that way. And then it just shifts our relationship to the world. And they're here just in such profound support of us that way. Now, they're not here to do it for us, which is, you know, part of what I know a lot of people want. It's like, well, if they're already ascended or they already know this stuff, why don't they just come in a sense, wave their magic wand? It's because this is our journey to do, mm-hmm. and they're the support team for it.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because sometimes, you know, we do have questions, or even I question, it's like, why can't you just do it? You can see more than I can. You know more than I do, right? You have that higher perspective on things. Why can't you just do it? I mean, I have a huge team, you know, of my own. And it's like, but they don't actually ever do anything that you could tangibly say, oh, they did that. But, you know, for me, it's always a matter of, they provide support, they provide strength, they provide that faith, they provide energy to assist me, like physical sometimes even, right? And, you know, and so much more in guidance, right? And lots of guidance and lots of messages. But sometimes it's like, oh, why can't you just do it?
Well, and the reality is, if somebody came in and waved their magic wand and did it for us, well, we'd be elated in the moment. It's in a sense not unlike the statistics we see about winning the lottery. You know, we know what those statistics are, where people win the lottery, they win a lot of money, and that doesn't stay. And mm-hmm. it doesn't stay. You know, people say, oh, well, they don't know how to manage their money or whatever. But the reality is they haven't vibrationally matched that, whatever it is. So when we, through our efforts, we take the next step, and then we make a decision, and through our free will, we take the next step. We feel very empowered, and we see that we also have been the creator of the change, and it's always happening in vibrational alignment to where we are right now. And we can still hold the vision of all that we desire, but we want to do it in a way that's sustainable, and it really proves to us that we really are these powerful creators, that we really are worthy of all that we desire. And when we connect with that deeply, we own and hang on to those changes a lot more significantly than if somebody just waved their magic wand for us. You know, and sort of the blessing and the curse of this, we have the awareness, and we're here to walk it. We're here to do it. We're also here in this time to not require other people to have a determination over who we are, mm-hmm. how we are, if we're worthy or not, if we're ready for the goodies or not. The reality is we need somebody here, and it's us,
yeah.
to say yes.
Then it's actually very disempowering if somebody else does it for you, you know, yeah. and you kind of are giving away your power to them, saying they're greater than you, they're better than you, they're more of whatever than you, which is not the truth in actuality, right?
I agree. And also, when you think about it, you know, this time of ascension, and I'm sure everyone in our audience here will agree, you know, this, the important piece about this is that as we move through these stages, so this has never been done before in the physical form. In the previous times, you know, we've had like an ice age or some sort of event that's pretty much wiped everything off the planet. So here we are staying in our physical form, going through waves, we're getting solar storms like we are at the moment, you know, new upgrades the whole time. And yes, we feel it in, you know, physically, emotionally, energetically, mm-hmm. but that's adding firstly an experience to us. You know, there's such a queue of souls to come to the earth to be in the front row seat of this time of ascension. And there's so many other beings around the planet that are here in support of this ascension. And we're getting tools downloaded to us, like these soul activations, to help us in our human form through these steps to the next level of our consciousness. And then I say next levels because it doesn't stop there. You know, so it's all part of us having this experience, and we're all going to experience it in subtle different ways. You know, every single one of us on this call today, and everyone that's going to watch the replay, you go through your ascension process, but we're all going to do it slightly differently and choose different ways and different paths, but we're still going to get there. So mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. It's like us all going on this most incredible journey, and everyone out there in the galactic sense and the souls are all super excited to be here right now, to be able to be on the ground floor doing this, even though there's a little bit of sort of discomfort on the way, one might say.
And we're totally going off topic, but anyway, that discomfort that sometimes that we have, it's just something we have to go through so we can actually see what it is and own it and then change it. Because, you know, we're the ones who are the change makers. We are the change agents. We're it, right? And so it's time for us now to realize and be in our power and saying, yeah, this is, you know what, I'm going through this. I don't like it. Let me change it. You know, like, what can I do to change it? And, you know, so then sometimes activations are helpful to help us to sometimes get through those blocks, get through those challenging times, sometimes just to give us a new perspective, right? And new energies to support us as we're moving forward. So I wanted to just ask you really quickly about, you know, there are like so many activations, but how did you become the co-founders of these activations that we're going to talk about today? And do you want to just quickly outline what they are for everyone?
With pleasure. Well, first answer is how did we become the co-founders of these activations? Firstly, we didn't plan this. This wasn't part of our plan. We were kind of right in the very early days, a group of us were called together. Keeping this kind of really short, we all came together at this lady's lovely home. Basically, as we came together, Holly started channeling. There was an intuitive process happening associated with others that were all of us that were involved.
It was a co-creation.
And literally, you know, and at that point in time, Holly began channeling what they call the High Council of Orion, mm-hmm. who define themselves as ascension guides. For those people that follow the kind of stuff, historically, when you look at all of the historic records, you'll always see reference to the constellation of Orion. And a lot of what's formed in this galaxy is all through the portals of Orion. So, yes, there's good and bad guys up in the Orion constellation, just like there's good and bad guys here on the planet. But, you know, these are the ascension guides that are helping this process. So really, it wasn't our plan. It started happening after the first one was taught, which was the 111 activation. It took nearly 9 months. Then Ishtara came in and taught us the universal sphere, which we won't be talking about today. And then the other activations literally followed, you know, one after another. As soon as we were ready in our human form, Holly, we then started channeling the next activation. And then, you know, it's been an ongoing thing from there. I guess a little bit of information about them. They were saying that there's many of these. They're all unique in the sense that, and I can only speak for the activations that we're aware of. There's lots and lots of other activations out there. If you go on Google it, you know, there's probably thousands of soul activations, so to speak, or various other activations. And I can't speak with any authority on anyone else's activation, you know, so I can't say this is better or that's better or whatever it may be. But what I can say unequivocally is that what we've been taught in these activations is, for those of you that understand that we all have a Merkaba, so it's a star tetrahedron that's around us, in most cases just spinning in multiple forms all at the same time. You know, this is different to that, but what it is it's a multidimensional holographic structure that contains specific sacred geometry. And the way it works with the light of us and the way it works with the light of everything that's around us as it passes through us, the sacred geometry is the mathematics of consciousness. And so as the light of us and what's around passes through this geometry, it provides a constant influence to us the whole time. So it's almost like someone whispering in your ear, get clearer, get clearer, get clearer. Here's more clarity, you know, here's more alignment. And so it's really something that meets us where we're at when we get our activation. And in the case of like for these activations, they stay with you for the rest of your life and they keep accelerating you. You know, it's not like you get it today and you get some little boost, and then, you know, 6 months or 12 months time, it's kind of all petered out, and then you're on to other things. By all means, you can do other things, but this is going to stay with you for the rest of your life, accelerating you more and more and more. So, you know, that's what to me makes it super exciting, because it's not something you have to, in the old days, we might have to go to the gym, you know, every second day or so to keep up our strength. Here, you receive it once and it just keeps working with you to take you to the next level every day. Please go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, just, you know, so we only need to do these activations once. So like the one-on-one activation, we only have to do it once. The Tree of Life activation, we only have to do it once. The Golden Light activation, we only have to do it once, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but there's nothing you have to do like to maintain it?
Well, in the case of the Tree of Life activation, there's a way we intentionally interact with it, because each of these soul activations, like Paul said, each one of them is sacred geometry and it's a holographic structure, but the geometry is unique to each activation. Mm-hmm. And therefore, because the geometry, the pattern, if you will, of the geometry is different, it creates different results. So it brings different levels of next steps of our mm-hmm. life to us. And so in the case of the 111 activation, which the hallmark terms around that are clarity, alignment, and authenticity, and we can talk more about that, but, and then the Tree of Life crystalline activation, the hallmark term around that is creative manifesting. Mm-hmm. And then in the Golden Light activation, we get more aligned with the Christed level of consciousness. So the idea of those who've embodied Christ consciousness, who've been on the planet, what are the qualities that they all have in common with that? Is that unconditional love, the compassion, the understanding, the higher level perspective? Those types of energies we get to embody more easily and access and sort of bring into our situations more effectively to move to that place and live from that experience more easily. And so the Tree of Life activation is unique in that you literally, and we can talk more about this, you program it, mm-hmm. what you'd like to cool. manifest. And then as you see it manifesting, just like you would work with a crystal, you then can change the programming in it to work with something else. So you can continue to work with it and reprogram it for the rest of your life, if you wanted to. And we've had a lot of people, which has been fun when we hear back from them. It's like they've been using it for years, and I change it out all the time, and or wow, this one I kept in place for a year because it was a bigger thing, and these other ones I change out every few months. And so it becomes a very dynamic, interactive experience with specifically with the Tree of Life activation. The other two are there, and they just more do their thing in the background.
Awesome, thank you. And you know, I had done the 111 activation, I think probably in January, right? End of January, beginning of February, Paul?
Yeah, let me have a look-see and see if I can, might be able to tell you that. Let's see, I think you had it, yes, in January awesome. This year.
Yeah, so, And then after I had it, it was lovely. The whole process was lovely. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I was gone deep. You know, I went deep afterwards, right? And then I noticed, you know, when I go back and look at, you know, the past couple of months, you know, it's like, everything has been changing quite a bit, you know. And I think, you know, part of that was that clarity, the authenticity, being in alignment, you know, creating what I desire, all of that has become much more focused instead of, what am I doing? You know, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? Am I doing the right thing? Like, there's been none of that. It's just been, yeah, this is it, you know. And as you guys know, you know, I've brought new processes. I've been really working on this telesummit a lot, you know, working with new speakers and so on. I mean, it's been amazing. It's been so much fun, and I'm enjoying it. And it's like the energy is different, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm actually in my power. I'm actually on purpose, you know, instead of wondering and thinking and doubting and all that wonderful stuff. So I think that was partly due to that 111 activation that you did for me, or that we did together.
Well, you know, I love the way you kind of shared that, Alara, in the sense that what's so true about these is you don't usually get a very instantaneous change. It's something that really works over time. And so, you know, quite often I might speak to my clients 6 months later and say, you know, what changes have you experienced? And they go, well, I don't know, I haven't noticed anything different. And then you say to them, well, okay, well, what's happening in your life? And they go, oh, well, I've now got this really cool job, which I'm just really loving. It's absolutely perfect, you know, or my relationship with my parents that I haven't had for 20 years, I'm now, you know, getting on with them great. You know, we've resolved everything. And you know, my relationship with my kids, and, you know, whatever it may be, they've made these changes like you highlighted so perfectly. And it comes in such a natural way that we tend to not even notice it. Mostly because it's not unusual to us. We're actually becoming more aligned. So, you know, like when I put my glasses on, I'm seeing better. So I don't go, ooh, I can see better all of a sudden. You know, you just kind of accept it because it's more natural. Everything just becomes clearer.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like everything's been wonderful and been great. And, you know, like I said, the energy is different now than it was before we did that activation. And so... And we had, you know, I had asked you, I said, you know, which one would you suggest for me for right now? And you had said the 111. And then at times I would forget that I even had it, you know, except for the fact that this has been good. And you know, when next time I talk to Paul, and I'm gonna tell him, which never comes around until right now. So it's like, you know, we get so busy with creating our life, right, that we don't always pay attention to noticing those shifts, right? Just like you said. But the thing is, I like to go back and just take a bird's eye view of like, okay, what's been going on? You know, how am I feeling? Like what's, and I see what's shifting in my outer world, but also internally what's going on, right? And so I try and look back and just to get a gauge of where I am now compared to where I was then, you know, so has something shifted? Yes. You know, so I'm super grateful.
Well, and I think you're making a wonderful point that we often talk to people about. These soul activations, as we talked about, you know, it sounds all serious and like, ooh, sacred geometry and holographic structure and all that. But what we're doing is installing a new pattern of vibration, but we're doing it within you. So everything does feel quite natural. You know, if somebody said, here's a new pattern and it's a 40-pound bag of potatoes, I'm going to feel that. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to feel daunting. It's going to feel exhausting. I'm just going to want to put it down. I'm going to always be very aware of it. But the fact is we're not pasting something on the outside of us. And we're dropping it within your vibrational field. So it becomes your new vibration. And so it does become more evident as we interact more with the world. I know for myself, when we test it out, when we first learn any of these activations, we test them out on ourselves first. Yeah. We don't just say, oh, okay, the High Council of Orion taught us this thing. Here it is to the world. We try it out. We see what it's like. and because we need to know, if we're going to put something out there, we need to know that this makes a difference. And for me, when we were first playing with this, when the High Council of Orion was first teaching it to us, the 111, all of us, we did it on each other in this group. There were five of us. And then we started watching and what was going on. And I noticed huge changes, but I didn't honestly... Okay, so we're bringing this through. So just it's kind of funny, but it took me about a year, 9 months to a year, and in that time there was a lot of change, that had been happening in my life, and a lot of necessary change that I hadn't been making before. But I knew I needed to make, and I couldn't get myself to make it, and then suddenly, all of it happened in that year, and it was a big year. But I never connected the dots. Like, wait a minute, all this started when we started playing with the 111 activation. It hadn't happened in all the years before, but there it is, the 111. And then you could say, well, 9 months is a kind of a long time. Not really when you've had a pattern in place for years.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
You've been stuck for years and you haven't been able to create the movement on your own. And then suddenly there's all this movement in the 9 months, and you don't go from nothing to everything. It's a process.
Yeah.
So it's really, it becomes so much a part of who we are. Sometimes we need somebody else to say, oh, wow, you look really different. Or what new is going on? And then we, like you're saying, we get that bigger, higher level view and we say, oh, yeah, there are things happening that are different. They felt so natural. I didn't quite notice them.
Yeah. And, you know, because I do a lot of healing work and I work on these shows a lot. So I'm receiving a lot of stuff, right? So it's like, how do I know it was that and not something else? And for me, it was more of, I know how I felt at the time when I was receiving the activation, right? And I felt really empowered and really good. And like, I felt really good. And then afterwards, it's like, you know, I just went about my business, you know?
Right.
I lived my life, right? But as I was living my life, I could sense in me, my energy has changed. The way I thought was changing. I was getting new ideas and new information and even new, I mean, like you wouldn't believe all the stuff I get in my healing calls with my groups. It's like, it's completely, completely channeled and I have no idea beforehand. So I just bring it through and it's like, it's so powerful. Even as I'm talking about it, I'm feeling the power of all that coming through. And it's like, huh. So, right. You know, so it's like, and that had started at the beginning of January, but it's gotten like even more so. And so it's like, there's that, someone's talking about having confidence, a dose of confidence. And that's talking about, I got that confidence, but also I trusted the energy and the wisdom and the guidance that was coming through. You know, it was, it's been great.
Yeah. But that's, you know, where the clarity piece comes in too, because you start to get clear within yourself and that flows on into confidence, which was sort of where I answered back to Annette saying helps you, one would say indirectly, because as you get clear, you know, the confidence naturally comes in because you just know this is what I've got to do next. Yeah. And so you just do it, you know, whereas before you're like, I want to, but I'm not really sure, you know.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say with confidence too, I find it, I get more confidence from doing, you know, if I'm just thinking about it, I don't know. But when I start doing, you know, then the confidence comes because it's like, yeah, I'm doing it. It's like, how is this happening? I have no idea. I'm doing it. So it's like, and you know, for me, it's like I'm channeling. So it's like, it's not me that's doing it. The information is coming through. The energy is coming through. I'm working with source, with spirit, with my team. And I'm the channel, but I'm also focusing on keeping myself clear, right?
Yeah.
So what is your intention for, you know, how you're creating your life? So what is your intention for receiving the activation? And I think, you know, with these activations too, you have to have some sort of intention for why is it that you want it? You know, like, what would you like to create? Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, in the case of the 111 activation and the golden light, you don't have to have an intention at all because the 111 activation brings you into greater clarity, alignment, and authenticity with your soul, your mission, your purpose, who you're here to do and be in this lifetime. And the golden light activation brings in that deeper infusion of those qualities of love and compassion and understanding and that we talked about before.
Right.
And the only place you have an intention is with the Tree of Life crystalline activation, because that crystalline structure is literally being programmed with something that you desire to manifest. So that does require some clarity. Mm-hmm. But other than that, the other ones don't have to have an intention around them at all. They're an up-leveling and an alignment to your natural capacity and your natural state of being.
And I think too, you know, it's interesting about this piece because here we are discussing these soul activations and how they can help us in particular ways, but this is all being guided to us from the higher realms, like Melchizedek from the Brotherhood of Light. We all know Melchizedek, Metatron, etc. They have a much bigger picture of what's happening, you know, not only with us but with the planet and what's happening with ascension and in, you know, the raising of our consciousness. Why wouldn't they, you know, if they're giving us a gift to say, here, this is something to help you on your journey, why wouldn't we use it? Because I mean, Holly and I are products of these activations, you know, where we are. I'm very clear of where I'm here to do. And for all of us, it's a different thing. We don't all have to stay on stage and say something. It's all different. But I'm very clear on what I need to do. And I'm moving forward every day to a greater level of stepping into my, one would say, highest potential.
Right.
And these activations are here, as well as many other things. As you said, Alara, you're channeling, you know, you're working with Source, you're working with the higher beings. They're giving us advice, they're giving us, you know, gifts the whole time for us to use. So to me, I encourage anyone, when you're getting something from the higher realms that's authentic, use it. You know, if it's beneficial, it feels right to you.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Your own feeling yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's the thing. It, you know, when you receive these activations the first time, when you channel them, how did they feel to you at that time?
Oh, that was so long ago.
In honesty, I think it's hard for us to remember. It's a while ago. But again, the biggest difference happens over time. You know, for us, it's now been 7 or so years and a bit less, depending on which activation. But
yeah, I don't remember how. I mean, all of them, gosh, we've had the 111 activation is over 8 years.
Mm.
Or wow. We'll just say 8 years. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember how I felt when it happened, honestly,
yeah,
anymore. It's just been too long.
And the truth of the matter is we were learning it over, for the first one anyway, over 9 months. And so we were doing parts of the activation that weren't complete. We were kind of practicing it on ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's probably not a good example in that scenario, because the effect on us may not have been, one would say, sort of like you've got most of your car, but you haven't put the engine in yet to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas now when we do it, it's, we're well and truly complete. So when you do it, when I do it and Holly does it, or, you know, whoever the practitioners are, do it, it's all the whole thing. It's all there going.
And for you guys, especially, your whole lives have changed. I mean, I met you, I don't know, it feels like 5 years ago, but I don't know anymore. Time goes by so fast. I lose track.
It could have been 5 years ago.
I think so, right?
It's only 5 years ago, because we've been living up here for 3.5.
Yeah.
Okay. And so since then, even, you know, so much has changed for you, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it just continues to change and evolve all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, like being willing to evolve, be willing to change, be willing to allow a new way of life, a new way of being, instead of being stuck in the old. But I'm assuming, you know, if people are going to want activation, they want something new. They want change, right?
Yeah. And you know what I like to think of it is more graceful change.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
It's graceful change because, again, we're shifting the foundational energetic pattern that we have that then creates our new relationship with the world, which vibrates in things differently. But the activations are very gentle. They're not jarring energetic shifts. By and large, and they're very gentle and natural to us for our next step.
Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely. I mean, if somebody's just absolutely happy with where they're at and they don't feel like they have a next level they want to strive for, that they wouldn't be interested in it. But honestly, those aren't the people who we typically talk to.
Yeah.
You know, most of the people in our tribe, so to speak, we're people who are like, okay, bring it on. Let's change. Let's get to the next level. I know there's more possible. Mm-hmm. I can see it. I can feel it. I know that it's out there. And we're really hungry for the 3D proof of what we really know and feel inside. I mean, I'm sure those are all the people in your tribe too, Alara. We're active. We don't sit still with any of this stuff for any period of time.
Why would anybody be on these calls if they didn't want change, right? If they weren't looking for something more, right? Different possibilities.
And, you know, the thing on to note about, you know, all of us being active, like when we receive the activations, if we receive it, it doesn't mean to say we can't do any other type of energy or any other type of modality. You know, it's something that's there working with us, helping us the whole time. But to my knowledge, for all of the activations, there's nothing that they conflict with. There's no sort of negative piece to it. So someone can be a practitioner of 10 or 20 or 30 different modalities, and the activation is just going to help them and accelerate them. and improve, because we've had examples of, like, for example, the 111, where people's healing ability gets even better. And I think that's just because we just get clearer, you know, so our vibration becomes rises and everything else. So it works with all of those things. It doesn't have to be, you know, we used to live in an and, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it, but now you can have your cake and eat it. You know, we're living in an and scenario as opposed to the or, right. You know, so it works with everything.
Yeah, I've always been an and person. It's like, what do you mean no? Yes, I can. I can have this. What do you mean no? So at the beginning of the call, I usually say that if you have a question, you can write it in the chat, type it in the chat, or you can raise your hand. So if somebody has a question about these activations, getting more information about the activations or just more clarity about the activations, just raise your hand or type in the chat. And we're also going to be doing, Holly's going to be channeling Ishtara or the High Council of Orion, or both.
Council tonight.
Okay.
Today. High Council.
Okay. The High Council of Orion is going to be with us today as you ask your questions. That's who we will be getting the answers from, right?
Yes.
Yeah, in that section, definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. So I know that I'm just going to, before we go to questions and so on, I just want to see, was there anything else that we wanted to talk about specifically about the activations? Is there something I missed so far about the activations?
I think we pretty much covered everything.
Yeah, unless we wanted to dive a little more specifically into any of them. But one of the things I'll say is people often ask us, well, you have three of them, and that's three that we've put out into the public.
Right.
But what order do I take them in? That's a very common question, because there are three. And the truth is, it doesn't matter. They came through in the order of 111 activation, Tree of Life crystalline activation, and the Golden Light activation. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one that has come through that we haven't test driven enough yet. But the order doesn't matter. Just go with whatever you feel intuitively drawn to. Mm-hmm. I did a Golden Light activation session for someone yesterday, and when I was talking to them at the beginning of their session, they said, oh, but maybe I should have done the other ones first, but I was really drawn to it. It's like, no.
That's your answer.
Yeah, you already have your answer. Just go with what you feels right. We don't ever recommend that people do all of them all at once. And, you know, so you give yourself a little bit of time with one activation and then really kind of live with that new vibration and notice how it impacts you. And then do the next one in a little while, because they're going to be here. But you don't have to, you know, we've had some people say, can you just do all three of them in one day? It's like, no, let's stretch it out a little bit more. But any order you want, doesn't matter. You know, if you're really into working with up-leveling your ability to be a conscious manifester, then start with a Tree of Life activation. Mm-hmm. If you're at a crossroads and you're really not sure what direction to go in your life, the 111 activation would be perfect for that. If you're finding yourself slamming up to a lot of more unsettling experiences where you're maybe feeling a lot more judgmental or fearful, and maybe lacking compassion for yourself or for other people, then the Golden Light activation might be the right thing for you right now to expand that potential for yourself as well. So, I mean, those are just a thumbnail. Of course, we could go on about that, but that's sort of like what feels like you would like more of in your life right now. And choose that one first.
Yeah.
Then move on to the other ones when you feel aligned to it. And that's your intuition is your best guide.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Go and even your, not intuition, just logically, what's happening in my life right now?
Yeah, I agree. So Caroline is asking, are the activations the links on today's email invite? Yeah. So So there's one link is for what the High Council of Orion has to say about the activations, all three of them, I guess. The second link is what Melchizedek says about the Golden Light activation. And then there's an information sheet about the Tree of Life crystalline activation and its benefits to you. Paul, did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, well, you said it perfectly, Alara. And then basically, if anyone wants to know a little bit more about the activations, you know, they can kind of go to the special offer page, and there's a bit more of a description there. But I mean, essentially, we covered everything about the activations, essentially, because, you know, again, our mind likes to complicate things. The one thing I will say, though, that we haven't mentioned so far, and this is sort of a little bit of an add-on to basically what I think Eaglesong was saying, that they help us in a multitude of ways because they're multidimensional. So all the things that Holly and I are talking about are really the hallmark things. So the most common things that we all experience, but people have been experiencing a lot of other benefits as well. I mean, one gentleman dropped his coffee addiction, you know, so you can release patterns much more easily. You know, this. Mm-hmm. So because we're all unique, we get our own essentially unique benefits that are aligned with greater clarity, alignment, and authenticity. You know, so we try not make it too complicated because if we can put a general word, and I apologize for that piece, but everyone gets the benefits that are really most aligned with them in the clarity, alignment, authenticity type piece, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, but coming back to the original question, yeah, there's a little bit more of a description on the special offer page from there.
Yeah, so take a look at the special offer page. If you're on the live page, you can just click on the special offer link and just take a look at and see what's there. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Vicky's asking, I'm so ready to awaken fully from the illusion. Will any of these help me with this?
I think, you know, in all honesty, they all will indirectly, but the golden light probably the most, because, and I'll explain why. The golden light is really about raising our consciousness. So it's helping us, while we're still in physical form, embody a higher level of consciousness and to keep going to the next higher and higher level. So as we start to see the bigger picture, which what really tends to happen as part of the golden light, that does awaken us out of the illusion. We start to see the bigger picture, we feel the bigger picture, and we start to live the bigger picture. So we're less caught up in the day-to-day 3D drama. Mm-hmm. And we're more about, oh, this is happening in my life. Well, look at this. Isn't this perfect? I can learn from this. As opposed to, you know, this person said this, spiral down, 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 you know, which is what we used to do, you know. It's Holly and I still have our arguments. Yes, we have our bad days. But the thing about that is that we're aware of what's happening. And we kind of, in the moment, we can do what we need to do to learn what we need to learn in that moment and then move forward. So that does help us. Plus, we get a lot more downloads. So, and I can't guarantee this for everyone that gets their activation, but you certainly become more intuitive. So more information flows in, and so your connection to your, especially those with the 111, it really seems to improve our connection to our higher self, because it's meant to embody this constant flow of information from our higher self, higher selves.
Right. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. And that's the thing too. It's like, you know, and maybe that's why my healing calls and my healing group calls are so much more dynamic now, is because I'm more tuned into my guidance. I'm more tuned into, you know, what I'm receiving. Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I saw Eagle Woman was asking about the universal sphere piece. We won't talk about that today. Thanks for asking the question, but essentially...
No, her question's a good one.
Okay,
yeah, she's asking if you will... what's meant by you will receive the universal sphere as a bonus in the package?
So what it means is that if you have any of the activations, we do the activation, but we start off every single one with a universal sphere. So everyone's getting a universal sphere, which puts you in a really balanced heart space, multi-dimensionally connected foundational energy, and from there then we begin the activation, because the activations stand alone, but we always do in a sense two and one with every single one of our activations.
Mm-hmm. And the universal sphere, you know, it is a different thing, and so for me it was like, yay, bonus, I get two. I get, you know, the universal sphere plus the activations, like, awesome. I was happy about that.
And it really is true. And people are surprised about that when we say, okay, you know, if I talk to somebody and I say, well, I know you're having your 111, I'm going to start with the universal sphere. And that's going to take about the first 10 minutes. And then I'm going to move into the activation. People are always just like, you know, yeah. It's like, you know, getting gift with purchase somewhere. Exactly. So yeah, it's an extra. And we found that it just puts us in this really incredible space to receive it. Why not?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Why not? Absolutely. I'll take it. You know, it's like, cause the universal sphere alone is so powerful as well. You know, it is so powerful. I love it too. So.
Yeah. We feel the same way. I know. We do them so many times a day. It really has become integrated into our life and our thought process too.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I know that Derek has his hand up for a while. So Derek, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Hello.
Hi, Derek. Hi, Paul. Hi, Holly. Hi, all. Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, we can hardly hear you, Derek. Can you just speak up a tad bit more higher?
Yeah. I said, thanks for taking my call.
Awesome.
Just question, is there any message here in terms of what would best empower me in the next move up in my life? I mean, in general, do the council have any messages here for me in that regard?
Oh, how about we do that when I'm actually dropping into channeling mode? Yes, can you hang on to that question, Derek?
Hang on to that question, Derek. I'll be waiting more so.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Thank you, Derek.
Activations, thanks so much.
So I will put you back on mute, and then we will definitely take that later. Okay, awesome, good. So, all right. So I think so. Let's talk about, you know, since we're kind of talking about the packages, anyways. Let's take a moment and just talk about the packages. There's two. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are on the phone, you can go to alara.at/show/Holly5, or if you're listening later, watching later. LR.AT/show/Holly5. And we will just open that up here too. Oh, I always do this. I always do this wrong. It's like, it's amazing how many times I do this. One second. I'm going to just open up a new window and I will share my screen. Okay. In just a sec.
It's not so cool about Zoom. You can share your screen.
I know, right? It makes it so much easier to show. We're going to go this one. Yes. All right. Awesome. All right. So there's package A and package B, right? And package A is $77.70 and package B is $197. So do you guys want to tell us about these?
Yes, with pleasure. I mean, essentially package A is where you get to choose, you know, one of the three activations. So if you're not sure and you want to just kind of, you know, put your foot in the water and just see, you can do that and try one of the ones. And as we said before, I'd encourage you to tune in with your own higher self, your heart. Let that guide you as to what feels right for which activation is right for you in the moment. And then as I say, option B or offer B, which is all three of those, which is at an even more a greater discount value. Then, you know, you'd book one of your activations, the one that you feel most drawn to first, let that one work with you for, say, you know, a month or a couple of weeks, and then book your next activation and then let that sit with you for a little while and then book the third one. So you get the benefits of all of them. And that's one of the big, you know, pluses, because they're all, it's just like we were talking about before, Lara, it's an and, mm-hmm. So it's more benefits. There's no right. Wars. Conflicts here.
Right. Absolutely. And that's the thing. There was something I read here. One second. I was going to ask you about, so people can have an in-person session, mm-hmm. in so distance or in person. So do you also do remote? So like, let's say someone cannot do a Skype or a Zoom or a phone. Can you just do it remotely?
Yes. Yes. So the, just to clarify that, you know, essentially, you know, hardly anyone comes to see us, you know, physically, because most of our people, you know, all around the world. Mm-hmm. So yes, and we do it via telephone call, Skype call, Zoom call, or if someone just, and this is one interesting little piece that we haven't even mentioned yet, you know, because you can't do harm with these activations, someone can even gift it, for example, for their brother or their parents or something like that, you know. But what I will say, and this is what we've been told, and when we ask this question, is the soul makes the ultimate choice. So that person's soul, and to our knowledge, you know, no one's ever said no to a, or anyone's soul has said no to one of these activations, because it does no harm. It only just uplifts the person to that next level. So basically, you can be connect. And if we connect with the telephone or Zoom, we can answer any questions in the moment, and then essentially we hang up, and the person just lays down, relaxes, and then we do the activation for them. And then we won't even call them back afterwards. We let them go through the process and allow them to just enjoy that beautiful space that they're in. And then we, you know, connect further on down the track as things unfold for them, and do it that way. And we send them regular emails just to say, check in, you know, how are you feeling with this? Are you noticing this? Are you noticing that? Just to help people kind of, you know, literally self-realize the changes that are happening with them.
Right. And I did get those emails.
Yeah.
By the way, didn't always respond, but I did get the emails. Like I said, I've been so busy. So it's like, you know, it's been crazy. Yeah. All right. So, you know, for me, when I look at these, when I look at these packages and when I'm looking at these sessions, I mean, I would say definitely get all three, because you're also, you're also getting three universal sphere sessions too.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Indeed. Yes.
And that's like, oh, that's a huge bonus, because in the past we've offered just the universal sphere sessions, or, you know, teaching of the universal spheres, practitioner program, right? Or just the sessions, right, Paul? I think that's what we did in the past.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting too, because, you know, again, there's no way I can, I've experienced this myself, but Ishtara said something really bold one day when Holly was channeling, and she said, there's nothing more profound, there's nothing more profound than to receive a universal sphere, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing the difference in myself and in Holly and practitioners with the universal sphere that use it regularly. And so it really is a profound thing. It really does change us. And so that is really no extra charge, as a bonus.
In a good way.
In a good way, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I'm glad you added that.
Well, change can go all kinds of directions, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So yes, if these activations are resonating with you, if you would like to try out just one of them, then get package A. If you'd like to jump in and get all three over, like, you know, maybe a 3-month period mm-hmm. of time, then definitely get package B. I know for myself,
there's no time frame that people have to schedule it in, so we let you be intuitively guided. Usually we recommend within a year to get all of them, but if you feel like, oh, you know, maybe this one's a bigger one and I'm really seeing a lot unfold and I just want to be with this, it's fine if you let 2-3 months go by mm-hmm. with it, because you have the links to rebook, or you know how to reach out to us and say, hey, I'm ready to schedule the next one. Right. So we don't pressure you into needing to do it on any time frame. Again, we really honor people's intuitive guidance around what feels right for them in the moment.
Absolutely. And, you know, since I got the 111 activation, so I was like, yeah, you know, it's like, I was asking myself, which one do I want to do next, the Tree of Life or the Golden Light? And, you know, I keep getting the Tree of Life. It's like, all right, so next one we're going to do is the Tree of Life manifestation or Tree of Life activation, right? And yes. And then it's like, then it's exciting. It's like, ooh, I wonder what that will change. I wonder what, you know, what's new going to come forward, you know? And then I had the little, this niggling doubt. It's like, oh, I don't know if I can take on anything more right now, you know? Right?
Choose to manifest more ease. See, that's a manifestation as well.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. It's like, yeah. So it's like, that's just a block or a belief. And it's like, yeah, let's manifest more ease. Let's manifest maybe more support. Maybe I need to hire somebody, you know, somebody else, and, you know, or maybe a couple of people, you know, is what I'm getting. So, you know, that's a possibility, right? So instead of just taking, you know, reacting to that one thought that came up that said, oh no, maybe you can't handle anymore. Ooh, but what if I can? And what if something else is possible, right?
Yeah.
So not getting stuck in it. I just thought I'd point that out, because it's like, I just want to do that in like 30 seconds. So.
You know, the interesting thing, Alara, is that many times when we talk about manifesting, we kind of, most cases, go to physical things, you know, mm-hmm. manifest job, more money, etc. But with the Tree of Life, you can manifest anything, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. So if you want to manifest greater spiritual awareness or greater spiritual illumination, you can do things like that, you know. So it doesn't have to be all about physical things. It can be manifesting, you know, greater self-awareness. It could be manifesting love, greater self-love, you know. Mm-hmm. So it can be any of those pieces. And the universe helps you do that.
And the Tree of Life, when you use it yourself over and over again, as yes. many times as you want for whatever thing you want, right?
Yeah, well, I'll explain that a little bit more. You know, once you've got your Tree of Life, we actually send you a document which explains to you how to reprogram it. And this is the really cool thing, because you get to use it time and time and time again whenever you want to program whatever you want and manifest whatever you want. You know, so the beautiful thing about that is that some people have said, can I program it with multiple things all at the same time? The answer is yes, you can. The High Council's suggested that as humans, we're much better at focusing on one thing. We get the results much quicker, and so we see the benefits, and then we're excited to go to the next one. So that's just their suggestion, but yes, mm-hmm. you can. But also, you know, the wonderful thing about it is that more often that they've said that once you've processed a manifestation, that stays in your vibration. So you, when you program the next thing, you haven't really lost the other programs anyway. So if you're manifesting more love, for example, and then you just say, I want a better job. When you're doing, working through the manifestation piece of the better job, there is still this kind of underground piece of the more love coming in as well, because that's in your vibration now.
Right. Got it. Oh, nice.
Yeah, because you generally choose to change it out for two reasons, the program out. Number one, it's manifest. Like, wow, that's here now. Or it's far enough along that I feel like it's solid. You know, I feel like it's mine, even if I know there's more to it. Mm-hmm. That's one way. The other time that we might change out the program is, and I early on, I had this experience with the activation. It was one of my very first programs many years ago. I don't even know, some, like maybe 2013 or something. And I was, and I programmed it, my Tree of Life crystalline activation. And within 2 to 3 weeks, I saw the results happening. Mm-hmm. I saw it. And I thought, wow, that's so cool. Because we were new to it. So it's like, I don't know, is this thing going to really work? I don't know. It just sounds like too good to be true. And I saw it happening. So I was super excited. But then I realized, you know what, that's not really what I wanted. Mm-hmm. But I saw where it was in direct relationship to what I programmed. But actually, that wasn't exactly what I wanted. So the world's not over. It's not that I really blew it. What it was is I had the awareness. So then I went in and changed it in a way that was more in alignment with what I really wanted, right, and my vision really was. So that's the other time when you change it out, where it's more of a modification or an adjustment, a refinement. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our refinements can get more specific. And sometimes our refinements are like, ooh, I have this way too narrow. I need to make it a little bit bigger to encompass a little more territory. So those are the two times that we change it out. And I mentioned earlier on, and I'll say it again now, is just that, you know, the length of time, people say, well, how long do I have it in place for?
As long as you like.
I don't know before you change it out, because we've had people report that, like, within a couple of months, that very, the, you know, something they programmed in, like, wow, that was, it's here already. Mm-hmm. Generally, it means they're vibrationally very close to it already. And then beyond that, though, I know of people who've programmed something in and it's gone. They have not changed it out for a year or more. And then what happened in the year, they saw all these changes happening. And then it was like after a year, they went, okay, I'm ready to change it out now. And in that case, one person I'm thinking of changed it to something completely different. It wasn't a refinement, right, but it was just, so it's going to depend on you and how comfortable you feel. I know somebody who programmed in a really big vision of theirs, like ginormous vision, which is great. And based on where they were at that moment in time to their vision, it's a pretty big distance. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's absolutely okay. But in terms of how things work in this dimension, they're probably going to have that one in place for a little bit of time. But it's all okay. I mean, mm-hmm. this is what's fun is you get to choose.
Right. And you can choose more than one. You can choose more than one thing that you want to manifest. So like, let's say I have a really big vision and I'm manifesting that. But in the meantime, until that comes in fully, there's other stuff that I want. So I can do other manifestation programs, right?
You can. And the other thing I often suggest when I'm working with people, now remembering that I'm working with people very one-on-one, usually in the very first program. Okay. When I'm explaining it all to them, if they have a really big vision, it's great. You should absolutely go for it. And sometimes your very first program will be this first step. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean you're not holding the whole vision, but like, let's program this first step. And then when that materializes, you can go to the next step and go to the next step. Mm-hmm. So, and that can be on your journey to the big vision. And when we take the next step, that's the most logical, that's the easiest to do, we really get satisfied and we get really excited and we can get to the place of saying to ourselves, you know, this thing actually does work. I see that it's creating that shift that I'm desiring. And so we want to do it more. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's us, you know, we're very Pavlovian that way. Like we do something and it works, we want to do it again. And we do that, wow, that worked, I want to do it again. We get really excited as we're rewarded and we don't have to wait for a really long time. Mm-hmm. We're impatient, right? We're ready, for change.
And so Scott is asking, and I think this is more of what I meant too. So thank you, Scott. Can you program multiple manifestations for different life areas for the Tree of Life at one time?
You can, Scott. Hi, Scott. The thing that, again, this is the piece that the High Council of Orion suggest. So the answer is yes. What they do suggest, though, is when we're focusing on one particular thing, you tend to see the shifts and changes happen more rapidly. Mm-hmm. But like you said, Alara, if you have a big sort of concept or a big, you know, desire, and then you want to have some of these other ones, that's going to take a while. You can work on a few others in the meantime. Then yes, you can do both of those things. Then they could be very different aspects of your life or life areas. Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. And Caroline is asking, and any and all activations are meditations, right?
Well, actually, none of them are meditations. They're a multidimensional holographic structure that contains specific sacred geometry that's placed in, through, and around you. So essentially in a session, you would be ideally laying down, but you don't have to be, but ideally laying down and at a distance, because most people are, you know, it's done remotely. And then the structure with the sacred geometry is put in place. And then you just go about your life normally and it just interacts with you. So there's no actual meditation as such you need to do. And that's what's cool, like with your 111, Lara, you know, we kind of say it's like a set and forget, because you relax, you have it in a, you know, 45 minutes or so later, it's done. And then you get on with your life and it just keeps working with you for the rest of your life. You don't have to keep going back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So it's not like you're going to get an MP3 or a recording of the meditation or anything like that. It's so powerful. I remember I think I slept for like an hour afterwards. I was out. I'm so glad I had that time because I needed it, you know?
Yeah. And that's exactly why we don't call people immediately after we're done, because we found that people, not unlike what you're saying, they get in, as long as their life allows it, you know, they get into a beautiful, relaxed, connected space that we certainly don't want somebody to feel like they are obligated to talk to us and pull up out. You know, the more time we spend in those really amazing places, the better for us. There's the time of how you feel in the moment of the activation. I want to explain this also because for Eagle Song Woman, this might help understand it also, is either Paul or I, whoever's doing the activation, we're the one creative. I don't know why I just used that word. We're putting this activation in place for you. So during it, you're just in a beautiful, relaxed, receiving place, and we do the work for you. So in terms of the actual structure, but so you have, however you feel in the moment of the session is what you're feeling and experiencing, interacting with the universal sphere energies and interacting with the construction, if you will, of the structure. Mm-hmm. It's the effect of it is how you move forward afterward with this new structure in place. Mm-hmm. So that's where you see the results of it.
And generally we focus on the end result, you know, so we don't worry too much about the steps in between. So just to expand a little bit more on one of the questions, you know, you really look at the end result because the universe and everything takes care of the steps in between, you know, so that's, again, we can look at it in a more simplified way. So it's the end result.
Right. So the end result is that she wants to have an open concept house on acreage. That's the end result. Mm. How it comes about.
Yeah.
That's not her end result. Her end result is that, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's helping, these activations are helping us get out of our limitation of the old ways, the old Piscean age with a divine masculine, that experiment kind of failed and it created a great level of separation for us from source, but it also made us very reliant on our mind and our ego, and that peace has made us kind of put everything in a box. So we're working in a very limited way. As soon as we start to focus on, as divine beings, whatever we want, whatever we desire, you know, so whatever we desire, we just look at that end result. And then we have to be open and be in action. You can't just sit in a chair and say, hey, you know, in a very sort of crude way, I want to win the lotto, but I'm not going to buy a ticket. You know, you still got to buy a ticket. So, you know, you need to be in action with whatever your desire is, but everything just starts to line up, you know, and it can come in ways that you really hadn't anticipated. And that's what's so cool. So it makes life so exciting because we start to play in the field of consciousness, play in our lives a whole lot more. And that's what makes life really much more exciting.
And I would add, you know, to Caroline's, you know, it's not like you just want acreage and a house on land. There's something else you want for that. It's a bigger vision than just having a house on land. There's something else you want to create. So include all of that. You know, that's the big end result that you want. You don't want just a house and land.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things that Ishtara talks about, and I know, you know, Ishtara channels, well, what one of the things Ishtara talks about is in the world of manifesting, we can look at what we want, like, for example, the house, open a concept house on acreage. But she's always talking about, you've got to step beyond that. What are you going to feel? Mm-hmm. How's it going to make you feel when you have that?
What is your experience?
Because it's not exactly, so we pin it on saying, oh, I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. And so we put it very much on these things. But this, whatever the this is, there's a promise of something there. Mm-hmm. We think we're going to feel relaxed. We're going to have a more peaceful life. We're going to love people again. We're going to feel like we're accomplished. We've met our goals. Whatever it is, we want to really connect with what that will bring to us also. And one of the other things, and we talk about this in working with the Tree of Life crystalline activation, since we're sort of talking a lot about manifesting right now, is the idea is it really needs to be in the now. Because very much we are usually manifesting conditionally. Well, when I lose weight, then I can have the man of my dreams. Or when I heal these other things, then these other things can happen. Or in order for me to have a car, I have to earn more money because I don't have enough money in the bank. And for me to earn more money, I've got to have a raise, and they're firing people at work. So we have all these conditional things. So as Ishtara says jokingly, it's like putting all your manifestations out on the end of the stick. Mm-hmm. And you're holding the other end of the stick. And when you take three steps forward, it takes three steps forward too, because you've put it out in the future. So really feeling like, how are you going to feel with it? And in the now, and that's really how you powerfully manifest, is mm-hmm. by feeling it in your now and feeling beyond the thing that you think you want. So you're kind of, because we've all heard stories where people work on getting something they desire and they get it and it didn't do it for them. I talked to somebody just yesterday and they manifest the job of their dreams. And almost immediately, their life took a tailspin because they realized this thing they put so much effort into desiring, and they did it. They were amazing at manifesting it, and it was not what they wanted at all. And it really took them a long time to sort of recover from almost the shock of that. Mm-hmm. So we want to just put it in perspective. We hear this. So it's not just the thing, but it's how we want to feel. Mm-hmm. What's that going to give to us? Like, if we want that amazing relationship, we want to give our love in a way and be able to receive love. That's really what we want. So it may not be that guy in the corner cubicle
yeah, exactly.
who you really think should be asking you to marry. Right? But yes. Maybe so what do you really want? And go for that.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't find out that what you think you want is not what you want until you get closer to it. I mean, we've all had that happen, right? I've done things, programs or whatever, and it's like, ooh, not really what I wanted, but okay, now I know. I was close, but not quite there, you know? So I was close to what I thought I wanted, but it wasn't exactly it until I got it. It's like, well, I know I don't want that again. I don't want to do that again, right? All right. So there's a question here from Emissary, and they're saying, are you describing the structure like an energetic hologram?
When it you is. Like to, yeah.
Yes.
Each one is an energetic hologram put into your energetic field.
Awesome. So then Melody has a question for the High Council of Orion when we get there. I'm just going to, right? Yeah. I'm so glad that she put that in there right away, saying, this is a question for the High Council of Orion.
No, and that sleep thing is a great question. I've even had my own challenge with it too. But you know what? I'm gonna say something totally off topic.
Yeah.
Paul's touching my leg. He doesn't want me to talk. I am gonna say this.
No, I'm just saying we've got a little bit of time. We wanna get into the channeling
very
time.
Quick.
I wanna honor that.
The High Council of Orion has something to say about sleep because they've already been talking to me. But aside from that, I'm going to tell everyone something that made a huge difference in my sleep is starting to clean my liver with celery juice. Look into it.
I've done that too, but not long enough. I do it for a couple of weeks and then it's like I can't get to the store to get the celery and then I'm off, you know, or I travel or whatever, you know, but I was thinking too, when I was coming back here, it's like, all right, I have to get back on the celery juice. My husband, my dear husband, you need to buy me celery, please.
Yeah, I've just found it's made a big difference in my sleep, but it is directly related to the liver and its toxicity. So do some research if you want. I've just noticed that like I don't have as many sleep problems as I used to be chronically having sleep problems at different points in my life. And recently in the last year and a half or so, it's made a big difference.
So did you do like 16 ounces every morning?
Still does. We start our day with hot lemon water and then celery juice every day.
Yeah. Following medical mediums.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have to get my husband to do it too. Maybe then we'll both.
Yeah, Paul and I do tag team celery juice. Like I didn't do it this morning because I had an early session and then so he did it and I did it yesterday. So it's just like whoever's in the right space makes the celery juice. Awesome. But we're good about that. Totally off topic. I mean,
but it's great. I mean, I got the information from medical medium as well. So, you know, Google medical medium, Google celery juice and look at all the benefits and, you know. And
it's not for everyone. You know, if you're allergic to celery, don't drink celery juice. Right. But right. For many of us, we're not allergic to it. And it really helps detox and helps a lot of things. So totally off topic, but
I enjoyed drinking it though. When I first started taking it, I know we're still off topic, but when I first started taking it, I didn't like it right away. It's like, but after a couple of weeks, like, oh yeah, this is fine. Like, I was fine with it. You know, it's like, okay, you know.
I'm exactly the same as you.
And I still don't like it that much, but I it's not like drinking medicine, but some of the celery doesn't always taste the same when you juice it. But the benefits that I've seen have been so worth it. And it's just 16 ounces. Or you do less. You don't have
to do so. Exactly. I didn't start with 16 ounces. I started with maybe half of that, you know, and I gradually went up, and then it was like, it was no problem. And so why do you take the hot lemon and juice?
Hot lemon water supports your liver. Your liver's detoxing first thing in the morning when you wake up. So the warm lemon water, and then wait a little bit, and then the celery juice. Mm. It just keeps your liver detoxing instead of us assaulting it with food.
Okay, and so the reason why I'm still talking about this is because when you are detoxing your liver or any part of your body, you know, you are detoxing, and it is a way for you to raise your vibration, to get clearer, to have that clearer connection with source, spirit, with yourself, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because this is the vehicle through which we're doing all of it.
Yeah.
And so the best shape we can be in will support that as much as possible.
That's the whole, we're whole beings, mind, body, and soul. So it's the raising of everything's linked. So as you look after the body, so it helps the mind, so it helps the soul. But as you evolve the soul, so it helps the mind and the body. So, you know, we're all linked.
Exactly. So we weren't off topic. It was still on topic with soul activation.
Very nice tying that together, Laura.
All right, so the question from Emissary, and I'm assuming this is, or maybe this is for the High Council of Orion? They're saying the challenge for me is seeing, feeling, touching, tasting, so with all the details and holding in my body at a cellular level. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So we'll save that question for the, so I think it's time for the High Council of Orion. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
So, sorry. Should people type in, or do you want them to call in? Like, does it matter?
It's probably easier if they type in, if you like, Alara, and then you can just read the question out, or you can call me and I'll read it, whatever's easier that way. Yeah. And then the High Council can answer it.
And one thing that I do want to share before we get started is, as Paul already said, the High Council of Orion are ascension guides. Incredibly loving, sometimes very funny. And just so you know, in this kind of format, and people, all of your listeners probably know this, they can't go too deep with everyone, unfortunately. It's not, you know, like a one-on-one session. So they'll give you as much as they can, but here's what I'm going to let you know also. The High Council of Orion comes in also to the people's energetic field if they choose to open up to them. So if your question isn't getting fully answered, please open up to the energy of it. And sometimes when I'm channeling them, they will say, and they'll be quiet, but they'll also say, we're working in the energy field now, where the vocal transmission may be too much, but they're giving you an energetic download and support with relative to what your question is. So they come in on, there's the energetic transmission in the words, and there's the information we understand through the words, but then if people choose to open up, they will come into their energy field and work with them also.
And isn't there something that you do or say or ask for every day to work with the High Council of Orion?
Yeah, the attunements.
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
Okay, well, I'll talk about that if you want to just tune in. Okay, so now it's, you know, we're in the middle of a solar storm. And so I'm not too sure how many people are aware of that, but in that place, say for example, the sun does a coronal mass ejection. It's actually sending us a whole lot of codes and pieces for our ascension process. It's part of everything is intelligent. Everything is working to help us. That affects the magnetic field of the earth, which then affects, us, because our consciousness, we have our own magnetic field ourselves. So we're intimately connected to the magnetic field of the earth, and it has impact on us and it affects us. So I'm just using this as an example, but to anyone at any time and as often as you like, just literally close your eyes, take a deep breath, imagine the constellation of Orion in your mind's eye, and maybe see the Orion's belt, and just simply say, "Dear High Council of Orion, may I receive an attunement?" And as you ask them that, you will feel them come into your energy space. And what they've said is they do micro adjustments to your energy body, etc. Much like you and I would take our car to the gas station and get it tuned up, or the dealership and get it tuned up. So they're just helping adjustments take place. They won't do that unless we ask them for it, because they honor the galactic laws. And so, but you will generally feel a shift within yourself instantaneously. They'll work with you in this maybe 30 seconds, maybe a minute or so. You'll feel the shift within yourself. And then that's it. And then you can ask as often as you like. I mean, that's the cool thing. So Holly and I used to get quite testy with each other when there were solar storms were happening. Now we sail through all of this now. But we are asking for attunements, you know, maybe once or twice, sometimes three times a day or something like that, depending on whenever we feel like it. So please, everyone out there that hears this live or in the replay, if you feel aligned with that, ask them, because it is a big benefit.
Awesome. Thank you. Because I knew there was something about that, and I wanted to make sure I asked. So we'll wait until Holly is all ready.
Yeah, I think she's ready. That's, okay.
They've been kind of chomping at the bit anyway. I had to hold myself back from going into channeling mode already.
Awesome. So I don't remember what question Derek had, so should I, unless you guys do,
should we just let the High Council just give a message first to Lara, and then we'll move into questions if that
awesome.
Works?
Yeah. Thank you.
Greetings, dear ones. We are the High Council of Orion. And what a beautiful gathering of light we have here today. And what's wonderful about this gathering is that all of you, whether you feel it or not, are on the leading edge. And there's part of you that may step back from that and feel uncomfortable with that. But the reality is, you would say you're early adopters, or you are pioneers. You're out there on the leading edge of consciousness, and you could say, "No, no, no, that's not me." And we would say, "Yes, it is." So we're going to ask you today, if you feel comfortable, always if you feel comfortable. That's the foundation of everything. Never do anything, especially when it comes to non-physical voices, that you're not comfortable with. That falls into the case of trusting yourself, which we'll speak more about in a moment. But open up your energy field if you wish to allow in the energy of being an early adopter, of being somebody at the forefront of change, pushing the paradigm's edges forward, creating more space. Because it's easy to feel when you're out in the wilderness, metaphorically speaking, with the machete, cutting the trail, it's easy to feel alone and that you're challenged. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
If you were out there as Lewis and Clark or any of the great explorers, out there facing the wilderness on your own in territory that is unknown, you encounter things. You encounter things that are unusual. You encounter things that are surprising. You encounter things that would be out of the ordinary if you stayed where everyone else is. And this is not a question of better or worse. This is a question of soul mission, correct? Because if you look at early explorers, it's very easy to look at explorers who have opened up pathways on the planet to allow humanity to move to new areas and take that and overlay that same idea into this space where you find yourself now in an ascending consciousness. One's just happening very physically, where you would have the machete and a backpack on your back, maybe not know where the next food and water comes from, and you're hacking away. Those explorers did that because there was no choice. This is just what they were here to do. They may not have even used that terminology. They may not have said, this is my soul's mission to go hatchet my way through the wild territories, but this is what they did. They created a pathway because it was their calling. There was no option for them. They weren't going to be satisfied in the other place where other people were. It didn't make them better or worse. It was just a question of knowing what they were here to do. And so they did it. And what did they do? They opened up new territory. They opened up new experiences. And those who came after them had what? An easier time, correct? Because of their willingness to go there, they're breaking through boundaries, they're breaking through limitations to create a new experience for those who come after them. And we would love for you to hold that incredible energy for yourself. Can you feel that for yourself? The ways that where you are creating change, whether or not you're saying it from a stage or a blog post or by teaching a class, being on the internet, your presence wherever you go has an opportunity to create some change just because of who you are, the way you are, the way you look at life, the potential that you hold for yourself and humanity. You are a change maker. You are a bringer of the light and opening up new possibility. Now, what happens with explorers and pioneers is they're moving into new territory. So there isn't always a body of information that's easily available. Like right now, if you were to drive from the city you live in to a city 100 miles away, there's enough knowledge in your community that you would know what the road looks like. You'd know where to stop and get gas and go to the bathroom and have a bite to eat and the sights to see because it's already known. And it's already known, and so there's a body of information that people can count on. How many of you count on information coming from your phone all the time, correct? Or your computer all the time? What you're tapping into is what's known. And now what you're doing is taking it to the next level and moving into the spaces that are unknown. Like part of this conversation, you think we weren't listening. Of course we were here listening to this entire conversation long before we were invited to speak. And the idea here is that when you talk about learning how to become a manifester, for example, this is a big deal in this dimension at this time. This is a huge deal because being able to manifest proves to yourself that you can create into the space of your desires, into the space of your dreams, because the collective doesn't believe that really to be true. Yes, there's a small segment of the population that lives that, but by and large, most people don't feel this way. So as you say, oh, wow, that sounds interesting. I want to become a creative manifester, and I really want to see my potency that way. I want to see myself empowered that way. I want to close that gap for feeling victimized that I can't have the things that I know that I really desire and move to the place where I really see that it's possible for me. Do you see that as you do this, as you take that step, even if it's a step that's quite small, but you own that step, you own the forward movement, and you own your part in that forward movement, that it was your awareness, your choice to engage, your willingness to be courageous to take that step forward creates that possibility that ripples into the collective. And that means all those who come after you are not necessarily encountering an open path that the brush isn't on, but they're energetically opening up into a space that you've helped create as a possibility. Now, how did you do this? You may not be thinking, oh, I'm paving the way for everyone else and then taking it on as a burden or a responsibility. You do it by living your life. You do it by following your dreams and your desires and saying, no, I really believe this is possible. And as you do that, you are shifting it for yourself and you're shifting it for those who come after you. And the fun thing is you can just do it for yourself and not even have to worry about those who come after you, because you're going to be, as a pioneer, which is who you are, you're going to be moving on to the next thing to break the paradigm about. You're not going to be too worried about the people who come behind you, but they won't even know to thank you for it, but they could thank you for it, because those who come after you will have an easier access point to this. And so in those times where you feel like, oh, am I ever going to have life the way I would like it to be? Here's one thing that we're going to suggest you. And then, of course, we're going to have more things to suggest, because there's always so many things to suggest. But the first thing is, what's really important is to take a look back and survey what you have done. Survey the accomplishments. Survey the hurdles you've overcome. Not from a point of, oh my gosh, that was so hard, but look at your success rate. Look at your tenacity, your courageousness, your willingness to be an independent thinker. There are so many qualities that you have that you actually have a lot of evidence of that's, in a sense, trailing behind you. If you survey what it's taken for you to be where you are today, you could, again, look at it in one of two ways. Oh my gosh, that was so hard. I can't believe it was that hard, and those people treated me wrong, or that relationship was awful, or oh, you can look at it that way. But to navigate all of those, what were the qualities that you had to have that were so strong and consistent and engaging that gets you to where you are today? It's really great if you can look back and see those and own them. And own them in your field, not in a bravado, chest thumping kind of way, but in the way of actually look at, I do have a lot of capacity. I do have a lot of fortitude. I do have a lot of vision and care and compassion and all these things, and really allow that to become integral to your perception of yourself. And that way, as you look to that next level of who you are and who you want to become, you bring that strength with you. And you bring that success with you so that you can look forward and be able to say, you know what, if I've done all that and this is what I'm looking at next, I actually know that I will have all the resource I need to have to do that, because look at all the other things I've already done and accomplished. You can see yourself with the right tools at the right time to create what you envision next. And here's another thing that's really important about this next level. And this, some of this has been touched on in the conversation already today. Very, very important. In an ascending consciousness, in an ascending field, please understand that you're not walking up a ladder where you're on rung number one and you're going to move to rung number two and you're going to move to rung number three. What you're doing is more like those nesting dolls where you may have had a very small experience within this very smallest inner doll. And then what you're doing is expanding out to include more. You're not leaving things behind as you move forward. You're encompassing more so that no matter what dimension, no matter what reality you find yourself in, you have access to all the resource that you need. You don't need to leave anything behind. You can bring in your 3D awareness whenever it's required. You can bring in 5D or whatever D awareness where it's required in the moment so that you have access to all of it. The idea of this would be in your world, if you were a construction worker and you did all your work with a saw. Now that may be very effective if everything you need to do is cutting, but it's not going to give you everything, correct? So then you could say, well, I really need a drill and I really need a hammer and I need some nails and I need some other things. You don't leave the saw behind, you bring in more, and as you bring in more, you can create more, correct? And while that may seem silly, equating dimensional reality and consciousness to tools, we get it, right? We don't have to say, if I need a hammer now, I have to forget my saw and never use it again. And that's often what happens with this idea of ascension in the 3D. I've got to leave 3D in order to have any of the goodies. And the reality is, let's bring it all together in the same space. This is what, when you are immersed in a unified field, it's all there. And what you really are desiring is to be able to access more even while you're here in 3D, because here you are in 3D. So as long as you're here, you want to be able to once again not leave 3D behind, because there's some really good things about 3D and there's really good things about your mind. You know, your mind is really helpful when you're navigating a road and a car is coming towards you. You want your 3D mind to be active and engaged at that moment in time, correct? Because you want to be able to respond to what's happening in 3D. But then there are other times when you really want some higher dimensional awareness. So you want to be able to bring that into the space you are and not feel like as long as you're here, you're never going to have what you need. So this ascending consciousness allows you to bring in more dimensional awareness, no matter where you are. And this is why there's a lot of talk about this either or versus and. Bring all of it into your awareness. Make it an and. Be in 3D and have all the 3D experiences you need to have. Why? Because your soul dropped you into your physical body here. This is where your awareness is right now. And here's the and then be able to experience more of your fuller potential by embodying more of the other dimensional awareness, so that when you need that information source, you have it ready for you. So look at all the places where you're deciding it's either or, either or, either or, because either or is a symptom, if you will, of a dualistic field, which is 3D. And that's okay. Either or is really good. You know, if you've got a tiger coming towards you, you don't want to be in an and. I don't want to be in an and with a tiger, correct? You want to be either or. I'm either going to stay here and get eaten, or I'm going to leave. So that's a good time in 3D where either or works. But the idea of and means that there are many times where I can be in 3D and I can bring in other aspects of my highest potential, my true nature, my innermost self that's always connected to divine. I can bring it in and allow that to bring that information in as well. So anytime you find yourself thinking and feeling either or, ask yourself, is there an and in the middle? Where we can hold different things that seem as opposites in the same space at the same time. Because then literally you're defying, if you will, some of the polarity that's a requirement here in this dimension. So we'll take a break now. We could go on, but there are many people who have some questions, correct?
Oh, thank you so much. That was awesome. So much wonderful wisdom coming through for all of us. And it's something I think we're all going to have to go back and listen to again. But it was brilliant. Thank you. And I love that we are pioneers, that we are, you know, on the leading edge of consciousness, the leading edge of creatively creating our lives, right? And that's so empowering. So thank you for that. So we're going to take, the first question was from Derek. He had asked it earlier on, and it was about, are there any key messages for me from you or my guides to further empower me in my next key steps?
Well, there are many messages that could come through right now. And the strongest one for you right now would be self-trust. Trusting in yourself and trusting in your intuition and allowing yourself to take those first steps, really leaning into, I'm going to trust myself in this situation. And so here's what's fun about trusting yourself. And this applies to other people who are thinking about this, or perhaps even other questions that have actually been written in. But the idea is a leading edge of growth for you right now is, can I trust myself in this moment to create the movement that I desire? Now, here's the thing that's kind of the slippery slope that a lot of people in this 3D awareness say. If I trust myself and I take that step, it means that it is absolutely the right step to get me where I want to go. And the truth is, when you trust yourself and you take that step, you may get there and say, wow, you know what, this maybe isn't exactly what I wanted. Now, it doesn't mean that your trust in yourself was wrong. What it means is that your trust in yourself to take that step and whatever it is that you discovered along the way was vital to you, even if it didn't get you exactly where you wanted, because now you have more information to make a more refined decision for the next thing. Very often, there's a hesitation to trust in oneself because one thinks that if you take that step in that direction, all the other pathways are lost, and it's not true, because that journey of taking that step brings you to something. And so if you ask yourself, as you trust yourself, you may get there and say, wow, this is so good. I trusted myself. I'm exactly where I need to be, which means that the next step I trust myself for, I know it's going to get me closer to where I want. That's number one. Number two is, if you trust yourself and you say, no, this feels like the right thing, and you get there and you say, oh, maybe not, or I need to make a course correction on it, there is something very, very valuable that has been in that process. So rather than making yourself wrong and I trust in myself, I can't trust myself anymore, what you're doing is really saying, okay, I'm going to trust that that was there for me. Who have I become? What do I now know that I didn't know before? And lean into that instead of looking at the final outcome as being either or. I either got it or I didn't. The and is, I trusted in myself and I learned something and now I can course correct. So there's a lot of and there instead of either or, looking at the final outcome in terms of the only justification for whether or not trusting yourself was the right thing. So that's a big answer, but that's the first highest order piece that's available for you there. And there's a lot of sensation available through your solar plexus, through your gut, really literally talking to that center point of your sense of personal power of, am I in alignment? Is this the right next step for me?
Awesome. Thank you so much. And that is wonderful message for everybody, actually, right? So not just for Derek, but for all of us. All of it was wonderful because, you know, in the past, I've, you know, made myself wrong for making a choice that didn't go exactly as I wanted. Now it's more of a, okay, well, that didn't work out. Interesting. So I take the wisdom, take the teaching, take the lesson and say, now what do I want, you know, and keep moving forward. So I don't keep myself stuck in that area where I was like, didn't work out.
And part of what's beautiful about this is it begins to interrupt a really chronic pattern within humanity of self-judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Making yourself wrong. And if you really got on your side and said, okay, I was aligned with my truth at that moment, and I did take that step, and I see what came of it, and if what was great about that, who did I become through it? You want to really work hard or work easily on this energy of interrupting the pattern, getting off the hamster wheel, stick your finger in the spokes without hurting it, but to stop the pattern of self-judgment. Because when you look at higher dimensional realities, the judgment against yourself is gone. Mm-hmm. You lean into the fact that you know you're always on the right path. So if you want to really take yourself rapidly on a journey of ascension, do everything you can to be on your side and be kind to yourself. You do not do it by beating yourself up. That takes you more into 3D and less into an ascending consciousness. So if you can stop the cycle of self-judgment, you accelerate your process. If we could show it to you energetically, we're giving everyone right now an energetic sense of this. If you could cease the downloads of judgment, you would accelerate. You'd move all those big boulders that you've put in your way. And if for some of you, this will be very poignant for, is how many of you were harshly judged by your parents when you were young, or harshly judged by a teacher, or harshly judged by a coach, or somebody of significance to you. And tap into it for a moment and notice, did that create a pathway of change for you? Did that allow you to grow into a greater sense of who you are because people judged you harshly? And the answer 100% of the time is no. It creates retraction in your energetic field. And when it creates retraction in your energetic field, you know you're not in a flow of ascending consciousness, because ascending consciousness does not retract, it expands and grows. So the idea is, if you are that voice towards yourself, you know that it's not supporting you in ascending consciousness. So be on your side. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt every day. Tell yourself that you did the best you could every single day. And really nurture yourself that way. And you create such profound acceleration in all that you desire, not by being hard on yourself, but being kind.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Thank you. That is so, so important. Such a wow. If you all take nothing from this call, please take that. You know, that was, it's one of the biggest keys, that self-judgment. So thank you. And so the question from Melody was about chronic sleep deprivation. And she's asking, is there something happening with the universal energy that blocks sleep? As we ascend, is sleep becoming passe? Can you suggest an energetic pattern to promote restful sleep? I know we talked a little bit about the liver and the celery juice, but is there more?
Yes, and we talked, the conversation went to the attunements earlier, correct?
Right, yes.
So we will invite people if they're having chronic sleep problems, especially, so here's the interesting thing about the sleep problem. You think this is a quick question, right? Or a quick answer, but there's a lot to this question, because there are many different reasons that sleep is a little elusive right now. Part of it is, there is a bombardment with all of the electronics. And that's just fact. Now, because as has been said by us, the High Council of Orion before, the next level of illness is going to be related to overuse of electronics and the lack of getting away from it. It's going to be the new cancer. Now, in this moment in time, there's going to be a big negate in the field so that people wake up and understand that there's a way before it becomes the next level of illness for people. But the reality is you want to give yourself for sleep space in from electronics in whatever way that is for you. Whether it's shutting off all your Wi-Fi, whether it's not having electronics on in your bedroom, whether it's being a certain amount of time away from electronics before you go to bed, whether it's you use the right kind of glasses that block it out. There are lots of solutions out there. So tap into that in terms of a really 3D aspect relative to all the electronics. Because if you're anywhere in a city, in a high-rise building, where you have a lot of neighbors around you, the density of the electronic pollution, we'll call it, is high. And if you could see it, you'd be shocked. If you looked at it like smog, you would be in some of the smoggiest cities in the world, even if you're in a beautiful place, but the density, especially in the cities, is profound. So that's one thing you can do. But the other thing you can do is, as you get yourself ready to go to sleep at night, you can call on us, the High Council of Orion, to attune you for a good night's sleep. Attune you for the rest that your body requires. Because here's the next thing. There are ways to look at this. So there are some people, not everyone, who as they're ascending, they're requiring less sleep. There are some people who as they're ascending are requiring more sleep. So the key here is, are you somebody that is being sleep deprived and so you're exhausted and not manifesting your day very well? That's number one. Or are you somebody who's actually requiring less but expecting to need more sleep, so you're feeling more sleep deprived because you feel like you need to have a certain number of hours but you actually don't really require as much anymore? So this is where you tapping into your inner knowledge and wisdom about who you are. Are you somebody that needs more rest, or maybe as you're ascending, you need less? Because literally both of them exist. Why? Because everyone has a different physiology. Everyone's energetics are going through different levels of growth at different times, and the physical body responds to it differently. So tapping in and saying, am I expecting that I need 8 hours of sleep, but maybe my body only requires 5 or 6 now, and so therefore I don't need to get worried about the lack of sleep. I just need to find something interesting to do while I'm not sleeping. And while everyone else around me is sleeping. And then if you're somebody who's requiring more and maybe you're not getting it, or even just you need that same amount and you're not getting it, ask for attunements. And then do really take yourself through a process that supports ideal sleep in all the ways that you can literally research, from taking baths, using essential oils, creating an environment that takes you into sleep. It could be that you power everything off at a certain time of day. When you look at indigenous cultures that lived very much in sync with the rhythms of nature, they don't tend to have their lights and their electronics on at 1 o'clock in the morning. So you can start to replicate some of that in your life. Now, of course, there could be so many more things said about it, but this is a beginning place. And to look at all those aspects and then also ask for a sleep attunement and see how that supports you in terms of getting the sleep that your physical body requires. And that's a great way to start with it, is really tapping into your physical body right now and saying, what amount of sleep do you require right now? And it's going to change day to day, week to week, month to month. You'll be in a season where you need more, and you'll be in a season where you're more energized and you're going to need less. Just like there's seasons on the planet, you have physical body seasons and also ascension seasons.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And then from Caroline, she's asking about how to release menopausal symptoms, hot flashes, etc.
It's a big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It could be the next leading edge of discovery for half the gender on the planet, correct? So the reality is this. Not everyone's going to like this. But the process of menopause is a natural process, correct? It happens. And it happens at different ages for different people, and different bodies respond differently. So part of it is there a discomfort in the transition? Yes. Can the hot flashes be very disconcerting, disrupting, and problematic? Absolutely, yes. Can they be an inconvenience? Yes. And the reality is, aside from all the medical and non-medical ways that you can support yourself with that, and there's a plethora of information out there about how you can support yourself through that experience, you can also move into the place of honoring the physical body. And Caroline, you already do this, honoring your body and thanking it for the process, thanking it for the shift, being in this place of alignment and not resistance. And there's an awareness that you are already very much that way. And there's also a way that one could literally, every time there's a hot flash, say, thank you. Thank you. And you might say, thank you for what? I'm sweating. Thank you for what? I'm uncomfortable right now. But what you've done by saying thank you is you've released any polarity of resistance against what is. And when you resist what is, then there's more resistance. And so dropping into and just play with this energy of thank you. And notice how that allows it to shift a little bit for you. It's not always going to be there.
Awesome. Thank you. And so the question from Emissary. They say, the challenge for me is seeing, feeling, touching, tasting, etc., with all the details and holding it in my body at a cellular level. I'm, for example, manifesting an intimate partner, a new home, a fulfilling role. So I guess this is along the lines of the Tree of Life manifestation or Tree of Life activation. But sometimes people they can't feel what it's going to feel like. You know, so like having that that feeling or vibration of already having it and feeling what it's going to be like. I'm not going to put words into Emissary's mouth here, but I just thought I'd add that little bit.
Yes. And it makes sense, doesn't it? Well, I'm manifesting it because I haven't had it. And if I haven't had it, then I don't know how it feels. So if I don't know how it feels, how can I manifest it? So it starts to create this little circular thing. So you start with where you are. If you say, I'd love this ideal partner. Okay, that's a good place to start. So just talk your way through it or journal your way through it. Or imagine your way through it. Remember, imagination is real. You know, many, many have been told that their imagination wasn't real. But what adults could have done is to basically, if they needed to say anything about a child's imagination, just acknowledge that it wasn't 3D, but not that it wasn't real. Because the reality is, it is real. Your imagination is very real, and your imagination is your greatest pathway to create the life you wish. And this has already been proven in your sciences, with your athletes, that when one imagines, one creates that reality to happen. And just do some research into sports teams who use visualization, which is imagination, to create the outcomes that they desire and the performance level they desire. So the reality is you start with where you're at. I'd like an ideal partner. Okay, let's talk about the ideal partner. What qualities do they have that you really desire? They respect me. They communicate well with me. I communicate well with them. Are you already feeling that? We love to do the same things together. Oh, what kind of things do you like to do together? We love to go hiking and we love to ride in our kayaks and we like to be out in nature and we love to fix food together. Are you already getting a feeling for that feeling? Now, what does it feel like when you're fixing dinner together? Oh, we work in the kitchen so well and we love to make the same foods and we get really excited about new recipes. Do you see how this is adding that feeling to it? You imagine it and you put that detail in your now. And you could say, we love to make love the same ways. Okay, we could go into the details around that, correct? And we really resonate with living in the same part of the world together. And what does it look like? You don't have to know the name of the city. You don't need to know exactly what your house looks like, but you can get the feel for what it feels like in your now. And you could say, well, I've never experienced this, so I don't know what it's like. But the reality is, as you talk about it, and you can talk about 3D details first, use that as your entry point. You could say, well, we love to go hiking in nature. We absolutely love it. We love to be on trails where we never see anyone else. Okay, so you can imagine how good that feels. And you can also imagine yourself waking up on that day with your partner by your side and you're envisioning getting ready with this person who you love to go on that hike right now. So you don't have to know what that person looks like. You just need to know how it feels. How do you approach every aspect of your day? Because you have that really significant person who you love and adore, you know they love and adore you, you have each other's back, you can really count on each other. And that would impact not just your relationship, but that would impact how you go to work every day. It would impact how you interact with people, it would impact your future dreams, it would impact how you relate to your family. So when you manifest anything, and when is a conditional word, by the way. So manifesting anything in your now allows it to be very real in your vibration. And your vision today could shift tomorrow, but you're envisioning it in your now and you're adding in the details. So you could give yourself even 15 minutes a day to really envision that life now. And watch out for the word when. I can have this when is a conditional word, and you want to do everything you can to eradicate when. When means there's something in between you and what you desire. So you imagine it all in your now and you add in as much detail as you can and take it from where you are and then keep it expanding it out as you've heard in this example.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you, Emissary, for that question. And Vicky's asking, is there something going on with the energy affecting eyesight right now?
Is this a specific question to her or in general?
Well, I know, actually, I'm not sure, but I know that a lot of people have been having questions about their eyesight recently. It's changing, their eyesight is changing, they're going to the eye doctor, and things are either getting worse or better or different, you know?
Here's one of the interesting things about being in a time of great change, especially when there are patterns that are evident. Uh, this is a big topic that we're working to abbreviate right now. If one is noticing a change in their eyesight, just notice the change in your eyesight and notice, is there something I need to do about this? Do I need to wait this out? Ask your inner guidance. Is this something that's going to pass? Is this a transition? Is this for me a symptom I'm experiencing within my ascension process where my physicality is changing? Because here's what happens. If everyone could be seen, we would ask, raise your hand if. So you could just raise it by yourself or not. But the idea is, have you been calling in change? Have you been calling in a new experience of life? Have you been calling in a way to create something different that feels more aligned to you? So many, many have. Many have. And as change comes in, don't be surprised. And so then the key is, if change is happening, the question is, what do you do with it? Correct? First of all, tap into what your inner intelligence is about. Am I just getting older and I need to have the next level of my prescription? Because this is classically what happens to bodies as they've spent more time on the planet. You notice we're not saying age, but we're just saying as you spend more time on the planet, there are things that shift around the physical body, and sometimes it needs additional support. And so, is it time to do that? Is this a transitory thing that's a result of shifting energetic patterns that I just need to wait out for a little while and see then what I'm supposed to do with this? Tap into your inner awareness and your guidance, whether it's about your eyesight, whether it's about your digestion, whether it's about aches and pains in your body, whether it's about your sleep, whether it's about anything, start noticing and asking your inner guidance system and trust it. And if you're not sure, well, I don't know where my inner guidance system is. Here's one of two places. You could go to one or both. Your heart or your solar plexus, meaning your abdomen, which is the center of your power, your personal power. Tune into them and say, is this something I'm supposed to do something about? I'm noticing this. Am I supposed to respond to it? And what if you hear, it's going to pass. There's a lot of incoming solar energies and your vision is adjusting. Give it a week or give it 2 weeks. So use it as a reference point for you to tune in, because if you hear that this is an ascension experience, you can say, woo, yay, look at me, I'm noticing. And your mind doesn't always need to be satisfied. Like, oh, what is it doing? Why is it changing? I wonder what's on the other side. If it's an ascension symptom, enjoy it, because you've been calling that in. And then if you get from your inner guidance system, give it a week or give it a month, give it a week or give it a month. But then if you're feeling uncomfortable, go do what's great in 3D, where you have so many resources available to you to check in. Do I need to do something with this? If my vision doesn't feel as good, do I want to see at the highest level of acuity that's possible for me? So the idea is just really be curious about all of it and ask questions of yourself that get you to a place where you're not ever feeling victimized by anything. And you could say, well, I'm not feeling victimized. I'm just noticing eyesight changes. That's okay. But where are you going with it? Where are you going with it? And just be open in a neutral way to whatever's available for you. Because what's available for you in a shift, maybe very different from your partner or your friend or your other spiritual friends. Everyone is uniquely on this ascension path while they're all on the ascension path. So I hope that helps.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So I'm going to take a question from Stella. If you're still on with us, Stella, I'm going to unmute you. 1 second. Hello? Oh, hold on. Oh, Stella, I can't unmute you. So you're going to have to unmute yourself, or you can write in the chat, okay? So see if you can unmute yourself. If not, you can write in the chat, okay?
Okay, hello?
Oh, there you are. Yes, hi.
How are you?
Good. Can you just speak up a little bit?
Okay, it's for my friend that is here. She's going to ask you a question. Okay,
you go. Hi, I have a question. My name is Guadalupe Huerta.
Okay, Guadalupe?
Yes. And I just have a lot of bad luck in general, like with money or my daughter, having relationships, like I'll find a guy that I really like or something, and then in a couple months, like, we start having like problems and stuff like that. And I don't know, like I've been so down, depressed. And last night when I got off work, cause I live here in Las Vegas and I work in a casino.
Right.
And I got off at 12 midnight. And I don't know, I just got so depressed and I went, I bought a beer. I drank it in my room and I started crying and I started telling God, help me, when am I going to be like, happy, find my true love, something, because I know nobody's perfect and you learn from your mistakes, and I know that, and everybody has a past, but it's like, when is it going to be my time to be happy, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what the High Council has to say about that. Okay,
thank you.
So first and foremost, being offered up right now for Guadalupe and everyone on the call is a large infusion of energy. And what you'd say, well, what is it? And it's the energy of your value, the energy of your worthiness, the energy of really deeply connecting with your light within. So, as was said earlier on, openness to that energy will receive it. If you're not feeling like receiving it, it's not there. It's fine. So, there's much love and understanding and compassion for the question, correct? From a human perspective, it's understood that this is very challenging.
Yeah, it is.
And so we're going to invite you right now and everyone else who wants to do this is really connect deeply with yourself. And if you want, you can put your hand over your heart area and your hand over your middle of your abdomen area. And what you're going to do right now is really be with you. And this is something that is very beautiful to do, even every day. So here's what we're going to ask you to say, and you can say it silently to yourself, and everyone else can say this to themselves, is, Guadalupe, I'm here with you now. I'm here for you, and I love you. And see yourself the way you want to be seen by the world. You want to be seen for all that you are, all that you do, the care that you give, the way you show up. Give yourself a few minutes of that. I see you. I love you. And you can acknowledge to yourself, yeah, it's been hard, and I love you, and I'm here for you. I'm never going to leave you, no matter what. Breathe into that. I love you no matter what. Now, those can be such easy words to say, but when you extend that to yourself, when you see yourself the way you want to be seen by others who misunderstand, you begin to create a glimmer of hope for yourself again. You get to see you, and that becomes magnetic to attract those who can see you, those experiences where they see your worthiness, they see your contribution. But do it for you first. So if you're having a moment that feels sad or harder, ask yourself, what would I want right now? If you say, I would really love a partner who's there for me, somebody I can count on, then literally say to yourself, I'm here for you and you can count on me. If you say, I'd really love to be respected by my children, you notice the comment is not about here, well, I don't want to be disrespected. I really want to be respected by my children. So you say, Guadalupe, I love and respect you. Right now, right here, unconditionally. And notice how it feels as you begin to say these things to yourself. And this can be easier when one isn't on a call. But when you begin to look at giving to yourself what you feel is missing, you begin to vibrate that inside yourself. You get to vibrate that in your space. And you're beginning to get back in touch with the deeper parts of you that have decided that these other people and circumstances need to fill that for you. But the reality is you can do this for yourself, and then you magnetically create experiences that are different than the ones that you've had before. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good, kind of calm. I'm actually here with the lady that's giving me a massage that I got recommended by a friend, because I don't know what else to do. Like, I know I'm not perfect and I learn from my mistakes, and I have one daughter that she's 18. She was in a lot of trouble and she would smoke weed and do dumb things. And I made her like get out of that and graduate from high school. I didn't graduate. I was like really happy. I just feel so sad and down that she doesn't appreciate me and thank me. Like, Mom, if it wasn't because of you, I wouldn't be here right now.
Right.
Like, you know, and that just makes me sad, because I know I'm a good person. I love to help people. But when it comes to me, it's not the same.
And right. There. And so, Guadalupe, for you moving forward, of course, this is a big heartache. You've shown up and you supported her in reaching the next level. And then the key is you show up for you now just the way you want her to show up for you. And And that sounds overly simplistic, but we would tell you that if you do this consistently, where you say, wow, Guadalupe, you showed up for her, you supported her, you are such a good person. And it's not your, oh, I've made mistakes. It doesn't matter. You show up. So I see you, Guadalupe. I see you for how you showed up.
I just wish that she would appreciate me more and say thank you, you know, and realized all that. Like,
yes, of course.
And that would make me feel so bad, like her being on house arrest. And I helped her get out of all that stuff. And now she graduated from high school like a year ago. She don't want to work. She don't want to do nothing. And I always try to give her good advice so she could be a better person. And it doesn't work. She takes it the wrong way.
Right. And this goes into a bigger conversation. But the reality is everywhere that you feel like something's missing from someone or something else, start giving it to yourself. And this will start to change your experience. And we're sending you love. And we're sending you blessings and attunements for you to discover your light and feel it and live from it, even if nobody else does, where you become the lighthouse for yourself. And then what happens is when you become the lighthouse for yourself, you become magnetic, but you have fed yourself that way and given yourself that strength and that love and that care. Have faith and ask for attunements, and we will be there for you.
Thank you, Guadalupe. Thank you, Guadalupe.
Yes, thank you, Guadalupe. Thank you, Stella, for bringing Guadalupe on the call.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Love you, Alara. Thank you.
Love you too, Stella. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And I just want to say for everybody who is listening now or listening later, what the High Council of Orion just shared for Guadalupe, that, you know, if you all do that for 30 days at least for yourself, it will be such a huge shift. It'll be such a huge shift. And, you know, jokingly, I'm going to just add a little bit, like, kids, they don't see the contribution that we parents make. Okay. They just don't until they do. Right. And then when they do, then it's like, oh my God, thank you. But, you know, it's like, for the longest time, kids just, they don't see it, which is okay. You know, I mean, like, I used to have that when my kids were younger. Now they're 25 and 21, right? So it's like, it's all good now. But there was a time that I went through where my kids didn't appreciate me. And it's like, oh my God, I did everything for them. I did this, I did that. I mean, and so then I started, like you just said, I started giving that to me, you know, and they, both of them, they started to see for themselves. And we have such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful relationship. It's amazing. But yes, definitely feed yourself first. Honor yourself. Be there for you. Support you. And everything will start to shift and change for sure. Thank you so much. That was brilliant. High Council of Orion. Thank you. That was, yeah, another wonderful, wonderful message for everybody.
All right.
Yeah. Are you back?
I'm back. I came back when you were talking. Paul touched me. Then we're done awesome. With that. So I came back.
Awesome. That was brilliant. All of those messages were so wonderful and so relevant and so helpful for everybody that is listening now, watching now, or listening later, watching later. I'm just like, yeah, that was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. For all the great questions, and I hope the answers help create some shift for people.
I thank everyone for being with us today and joining in and bringing forward your questions and ideas and comments, because that's how we co-create. Bring it on, I say.
Yeah, I love everyone who's here today. You guys are so lively with all your conversation. It's really fun.
Oh, and you know, there's always so many questions, and there's so many, you know, that we can never get to everybody. But thank you for all of your questions. And, you know, the High Council of Orion, they are focused on ascension, right? Mostly, but they help with anything and everything. But so if you have questions for yourself, tune in to the High Council of Orion, ask them for an attunement every morning for the day, every night before you go to sleep or any other time, just ask. You know, support is always there for you, you know, but we have to ask for it, right?
So, yeah, and as Paul already mentioned, when I was tuning into the High Council of Orion, when we regularly ask for attunements, I can't even tell you what's different, but it's significantly different. There's just like a calm, a peace, an ease. And it's not like, oh, my life is going this direction. It took a right turn. I had this huge pivot. Like, there's just a softness and an easiness that you just take life in stride a little bit more, have a different perspective, that it's really made a huge difference in our life. And, you know, they're there for all of us. It's mm-hmm. not just, oh, Holly channels the High Council of Orion. They're here for everyone.
Absolutely. So,
take advantage of it if you feel resonant with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And why not, right? If it feels good, if you like the messages that you received today, that we heard today, reach out to them and ask for an attunement. And just, you know, without any, you know, it has to show up this way or that way, but just reach out and see what happens, okay? And so I want to thank you all for all of your questions. And please do take a look at the special offer page, alara.at/show/Holly5, and take a look at those activations. And I'm sure I did the 111, and my next one is going to be the Tree of Life. And then the one after that, I'll do the golden light activation. But see for yourself what resonates for you, what feels good for you at this time. You might want to purchase all three of them because it was such a good deal, right? So, and you can, you know, book those sessions at any time in the next year. So it's not like you have to have them right now. But so take a look, see which one resonates with you. Ask yourself, you know, do I require an activation? And, you know, just see what you get, you know. And because I had been looking at those activations for months, actually, before we actually did it, Paul, you know, months. So it was already in my awareness that, oh, I want to, you know, get one of those activations. So I'm so glad I did. So thank you.
Thanks for sharing that, Alara.
Yeah, it worked out beautifully. It's like, oh my God. So yeah, awesome. And if you have any questions, you know, obviously feel free to contact us if you have questions about the activations or so on. But definitely, you know, it's a good deal because not only do you get the activations, you also get the universal sphere process as well, you know,
yes.
Which you will absolutely love. So it's like a 2-for-1. So I would definitely go for it. And I can only say that because I've done it, right? So I am a universal sphere practitioner, and I did do the 111 activation as well. So I know what it feels like and how my life is changing.
Yeah.
So the URL again is alara.at for, I'll just type it in here. Okay. One second, for just in case somebody wants to have it right now. alara.at/show/Holly5. Okay. It'll be in the email that will go out later. It'll be on the podcast and the YouTube as well. And it's on the live page right now, the special offer link. Okay. So please do take a look at it. And thank you everyone for being on the call with us today, for all of your questions, for co-creating the space with us. And Paul and Holly, again, so much fun. And I'm so grateful. And to the High Council of Orion, who, you know, we're here to answer those questions. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, and thank you to you too, Alara. It's always fun to hang out, and you always have a wonderful audience assembled. So it's always so much fun for us.
Lots of love to you, Alara, and everyone who's been with us today, everyone that knows that have hung in right to the very end. So bless every single one of you now and in the replays.
Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.